on this episode of Counting Cars. We're out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway to check out Kevin's son. He's putting some space between them, too, man. He's got a great lead. Uh-oh. Full course caution.
That scares me.
Holy crap.
That's Gordon.
Look who just showed up. Two engines, four blowers. Gordon, you have lost your mind,
and I love it. I hope you never find it.
That's so cool, man. 79 Dodge Dreamer. Why don't they make cool stuff like this anymore?
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
The Las Vegas Motor Speedway to check out Kevin's son, Devin Mack, a.k.a. Cheeky. He races a legend car that belongs to me.
There he comes. That's him right there.
Come on, Cheeky. He's a wizard with these legend cars, man. The kid can drive, so we're here to show our support today and see what Cheeky can do out on this road course. And he's staying way out. He's hitting the apex right on the money.
On these road courses, the car can get up to about 130 miles an hour. And then you've got a downshift and get into turn one at about 40 to 50 miles an hour. It's pretty hectic, that turn one.
Oh, that was close.
It's awesome.
That was bad. That was bad.
Devin's almost 17. He started racing go-karts at the age of 8, and he's been racing the Counts Customs Legend car since he was 13 years old. And, man, is it a blast to watch. I mean, as a parent, it's a little nerve-wracking watching your son go 130 miles an hour down a straightaway, but that doesn't mean you still don't love the sport.
He's putting some space between them, too, man. He's got a great lead. Full course caution. That's us, man. Oh, something's broke. They're gonna drag him in. Let's go see what's the matter. Shoot. The car broke down, and I hate when it happens because Devin is a great driver. He's fast, and I really wanted to see him just keep competing out there. He was right up front. Cheeky, my brother.
What happened?
Oh, man.
What happened, bro?
Because the shift linkage broke. I couldn't get down in gear, and I had to pull over, let him pull me in.
Dude, you were flying up to that point.
I know. I wish we could have finished it.
That first turn was money.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But, man, that car is taking a beating.
It's sad. It's sad.
It is, man. The road course is rough on a vehicle, ain't it?
Yeah, it needs some work.
These are cool cars, man, and I love owning one. In the early 90s, racing fans were looking for a cheap, safe way to get on the track. So an all-new breed of vehicle was born, the Legend Car. They look like a small replica of a 1930s sedan, but they're tough. Legend races are insanely popular around the world and have become a proving ground for many professional drivers, including famed NASCAR racers Kyle and Kurt Busch. I say we get this thing back over to the shop. We give it a complete mechanical, you know what I'm saying? I mean, let's fix all this stuff.
Holy crap, what happened to your fender?
It's seen a little damage. Hey, you can't be running this thing around with your name on it.
Hey, man, you're right.
The next race is 4 weeks out.
That's tight. That's tight. We'll make it happen. Cheeky's been racing this car for a few years now. She's definitely been through some battles out on the racetrack, and we're going to give this car some love, mechanically, front to back, top to bottom. But cosmetically, the car represents the company, man. She's got to look good. Next time you see her, she'll be beautiful, and she'll be mechanically tight and right.
All right. Thank you.
You're the best, Cheeky. You're the best. Dude, is this the place?
This is the place.
Uranus gas? Seriously?
I couldn't resist bringing you here.
Dude, my really good friend and project scout, Big Ryan, has brought me out to meet his buddy, Gary, who wants a truck restoration done on a very rare vehicle. Where in the world are we, man?
You see it right there, buddy. It says it right for yourself. All right, hey, brother, I'm going to go see if I can't find Gary.
All right, bro. I'm going to gas up.
Ryan refuses to tell me what kind of truck this is, but he guarantees me that it's worth the 60-mile drive all the way out here to Uranus Gas Station in the middle of nowhere, Arizona.
Gary,
how you doing?
Danny.
Danny.
Nice to meet you, Ross.
It's a pleasure, man. Looking forward to checking out this truck you got.
It's pretty badass, man.
Where's it hiding?
It's hiding right around the corner over here.
Let's see what we got.
This was my grandfather's truck. He used to use it occasionally to go across the desert, look for wild horses, or tow his horse trailer with it. Here she is back here in this yard.
Oh, that's so cool, man. A Dodge Dreamer. Look at that. Gary, this is sweet, man. I dig it. Truck slash van slash Dreamer. Dude, I love it. What year is this?
1979.
79 Dodge Dreamer. Why don't they make cool stuff like this anymore? In the late 1970s, the custom van craze collided with America's love affair with camping, and the Dreamer was born. Companies looking for a unique way to pull RVs and trailers cut the backs off of vans, creating a customized van pickup truck hybrid. Dreamer Corp was the company that did most of these jobs. These novelty trucks aren't even officially recognized by Dodge and are extremely hard to find today. Brother, she looks in great shape. You know, the fiberglass portion of this truck is in amazing condition.
And when you go to the other side, brother, it's the same way. Original interior, the seats.
Dude.
It's got the fold-out bed in the back.
This is so 70s, I love it. I gotta stop looking. I really like it. Dude, I'm telling you, the truck's in great shape. What's it got for an engine in it?
It's got the 440, original 440. And before my grandpa passed away in 05, he had the whole motor redone.
Are you sure you don't want to sell this, Gary?
No. Grandpa was my hero.
I just had to ask, at least try.
I know.
I would love to own one of these, but man, I respect that 100%. What would make you happy and what would make your grandfather proud?
I love to keep it almost as original as Grandpa's taste. But I know he liked the flames, so I like to see kind of a vivid black with deep purple flames.
The sticker's got to stay. Can't change that.
Yeah, he's all American. Purple Heart from World War II, and I love to have this dedicated in his memory. He loved horses, and he always had white Arabians, and he had one black stallion that got away from him that is still wandering out in the mountains somewhere.
Oh, wow.
So I like to incorporate that in the back, that black stallion, like, you know, here it is.
That would be cool, and that would go beautiful with the paint scheme. I really want to do this truck. You tell me, what's your budget, man? I want to make sure I come out swinging on this thing.
I thought about that, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking 15.
You can go 15,000?
Yes. You do it for that?
What do you think, brother?
He says the motor's new.
The motor's new, so we got a little bit of training work to do.
Rear end, maybe, brakes.
Yeah, we got to check all that stuff out. We've got chrome work to do, but 15G, I'm all over it. If you'll let me do it, I'll load her up and take her to the shop right now. 15 grand? That's a tight budget, but it doesn't look like it's in that bad a condition. Plus, it is such a cool truck. And the fact that Gary wants to honor his grandfather, who was a war hero, how could I say no?
That's a big bitch, buddy.
You ain't kidding. This is science fiction stuff, man. How many horsepower?
About 1,200.
You're kidding. Maybe I'd go for a spin with you.
Absolutely. Besides, neither one of us knows what it might do.
Guess who? And she looks gorgeous. I love this Monte Carlo. I love this first-generation body style, and it reminds me of back when I was a kid. My best friend in school, his sister, had one of these. Same color and everything. We used to steal it at nighttime. We used to push it out of the driveway and go steal it, go drive around. My neighbor had one when I was growing up.
Is this a history lesson on the Monte Carlo, or are we talking business?
This is an awesome car, man. I love it so much, I might want to keep it. Holy crap.
That's Gordon.
Look, Gordon just showed up.
Gordon!
What in the world?
Two engines, four blowers. Gordon, you're out of your mind.
Hey, Gordon.
What's up, Gordon? Brother? How you doing? You're insane. Hey,
oh, my God.
Always a pleasure to see you.
You I know you're from like the
Look at this, man. This is unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. Gordon, you have lost your mind, and I love it. I hope you never find it. I first met Gordon when I saw him with a twin-engine Model T that he built himself. This is insane. Since then, we've become really good friends, and we love to show off our latest toys to each other. Now, he just rolled in
into the parking lot. I'm not sure how, but it seems like he's added two more blowers to his already insane dual-engine car.
This is science fiction stuff, man. These gorgeous manifolds that you've made for these superchargers, how did you determine the proper spacing, the way that they're spread out like that?
It was more or less I wanted to be able to see where I was going. Just spread them apart as best I could. Before I was having a little bit of a problem. Started out with a 1927 Model T Roadster. I initially built it with the two engines and two superchargers. And then just recently I decided, you know, hey, let's up the ante a little bit and we'll add two more superchargers.
How many horsepower now?
About 1,200.
You're kidding. More than a Bugatti Veyron. So let me ask you a question. Maybe you wouldn't mind firing up again. Maybe I'd go for a spin with you.
Absolutely, we can do that. Neither one of us knows what it might do. I have yet to open it up. I'm a little bit afraid of it. It will idle at 35 miles an hour. It barely touched the throttle. It'll light the tires up. And probably at 80, 90 miles an hour, I can still light the tires up. So to get on it is just absolutely ridiculous right now.
Gentlemen, we'll be back in a few weeks.
Hey, I just have one condition.
Yes, dear?
Put your seatbelt on.
We'll be back. Woo! Get down, baby. Get down, baby.
That runs smooth.
It does.
And it's very subtle. Nobody notices it, right?
I mean, I've been in some powerful cars in my time. Anything from Bugattis to you name it. But this thing is sick. I mean, crazy. It's like four cars jammed into one. It's like an F-14 on steroids, man. This thing is out of its mind. But I'm really glad I got to go for a ride in it.
Absolutely insane.
Gordon, once again, dude, you have completely blown my mind. The workmanship, the quality, second to none, like you always do, man. It's absolutely beautiful. Gordon, you rock, man.
Drive safely.
Thank you for coming over.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I love it. I love it. Anytime. I love it.
$15,000, man. $15,000.
There's no way.
Danny commissioned this Dodge Dreamer. Yeah, this truck's rare, but for $15,000 with a complete paint job and new upholstery? No way! That's like $30,000, $35,000. I need to get Kevin involved in this one.
What is it? Is that all fiberglass?
Oh, yeah. We got gel coated and everything.
What is gel coating?
This is the way to seal the fiberglass, and you have to do it quickly, or it'll keep sucking in the paint. So you'd be 7 coats in the sucker. I mean, it's ridiculous. Dude. Yeah. $15,000 on this? Dude, we're $25,000 in the paint job alone.
If that's what he wants to do for a friend of his, he can do whatever he wants with his money. But if it's a Counts Customs job, we got a real problem here.
Dude, he's got $10,000 worth of chrome work on this.
We got to go back to the customer. There's no way we can do this.
So hold on, let me do this. Hey, sir, I don't mean to call you back, and I know that Counts the owner of the business, and he is a creative genius, but he's nuts with money.
I'm going to call him.
Don't call him. Scream at him.
Yo, DK, can you shoot over to 20? Because I'm here with Scott looking at the Dreamer. We got an issue with the budget and the work that needs to be done. Can you come over here and clarify a few things for us?
I'm on my way.
Okay. Danny is a true visionary. And what worries me is that sometimes his passion is going to get the best of him. He's going to go too far and hurt us. When Danny gets here, let me talk to him before you get all wound up.
Are you on my side or his side?
No, I'm on your side, but I want to hear his side of the story.
What side of the story can you have for $15,000?
But Scott, he's still the owner. And if you jump on him, he's going to get defensive and walk off. So let's talk and see how this goes.
What's up, gents? Is this thing beautiful or what?
Well, according to some people. But more importantly, what did you quote the guy on this?
15.
15? For what?
We're going to repaint the whole truck, and it's a color change.
Okay.
Fixing the interior. We're not changing the interior. Doesn't need mechanical. Engine's done.
$15,000 for this whole job?
Yeah, I know.
Is there a reason why?
Yeah, because I'm a softie. That's why. You had to be there. You know, in talking to this guy and hearing the story about his grandfather, who, by the way, served our nation.
We're going to get our ass kicked on this one.
No.
Plain and simple.
No, we're not.
Plain and simple.
No, we're not. I don't think I'm going to make any money on this.
Oh, you're not going to make money. Counts Customs is going to lose money on this.
No.
Oh, yeah, we are. Easy.
You guys.
Danny, this is going to come out of your pocket.
If that's the truth, then I'll live with it.
We're doing this drug.
I hate to admit it, man, but, you know, maybe the guys were right. Sometimes I let my emotions get in the way. Maybe I shouldn't have taken a job on at this price. Just means we got to get a little bit creative, figure out other ways to save some money so we don't take a big hit on this. But it ain't every day that you get to work on a wicked 1979 Dodge Dreamer. I mean, this thing is bad, this thing is cool, and I'm thrilled to be doing it.
I don't see it, Danny.
All right.
Thank God you don't care about money. We're going to go to dinner on your dime.
You guys done?
We're going to lose at least 12, if not more.
We're going to lose 20, because I know you.
This truck's going to be beautiful. Don't you worry about a thing, honey. I got you. 79 Dodge Dreamer, man. May the 70s live on.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready for it. Oh, my God.
Wow. All right, Gary, no peeking, man. Uh-huh.
Holy crap!
The guys are racing to finish Devin Mack's legend car, and it's almost race day, so it's all hands on deck. In the meantime, Gary's 1979 Dodge Dreamer is done. And it is beautiful. I absolutely love this truck. I want all out on this thing. I pissed off Kevin, I pissed off Scott, but that's just how it is. I did it the way I want to see it done, and I think it's gorgeous. Can't wait to show it off to Gary. He's going to love it. Frankly, that's what counts. Gary, what's happening, man?
Not too much. How you
good
doing?
Good to see you, bro. How you doing, brother?
Good. How you
Who is this?
This is my boy, Jacek.
Jacek, how are you, man?
Good.
I take it you two are here to check out this Dreamer that I've been drooling over.
We've been dreaming about it, too.
I think it's time, man. I think it's time.
How about he turns around so I can see it first?
Oh, that would be cool.
You got to stare at the truck.
I love it. Oh, that's good. All right, Gary, no peeking, man. Rolly! Roll that baby out here, man!
No cheating.
Holy crap!
This is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Call me.
Have that.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm jealous.
That is awesome.
You're amazing, man. Love it. Love the color.
The paint used to be peeling off the truck.
Yeah.
Nice.
You digging that interior, man?
I love it.
It's 70s, baby.
Yes, it is.
This Dodge Dreamer was a total labor of love, man. To get her back in her glory days from the 1970s, we had to do a complete overhaul, inside and out. We painted her a beautiful, deep jet black. We added some gorgeous purple flames with some orange pinstriping, tied that all into the interior. We did purple crush velvet with black inserts. We did some beautiful diamond plate work in the bed of this truck, re-chromed everything. The stacks were re-chromed. The wheels are all re-chromed. I want to hop in it like a time machine and go back to the 70s.
Come look at this tailgate.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Beautiful horses running off into the sunset.
If your grandfather had his choice to do it, did we get it right for him?
He's proud. He is just, this is amazing. I'm just in awe. The work that Danny did and the guys, it's just amazing. And I know my grandpa would just be proud. This was in his family, passed on to me, and I'm here to share with my son. And when the time is ready, I'd like to pass on down to him and hopefully so on, you know, to his kids too.
It's just like in baseball.
Yeah.
Hit it, and it goes out of the field.
I love it. Over the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Kevin and Scott, they were right on this one. The total job cost a lot more than the 15 grand that Gary and I agreed upon. Do I wish Gary had a bigger budget? Yes. Was I going to turn away Gary and his beautiful Dreamer? Absolutely not. This Dreamer was a tribute to Gary's grandfather and an opportunity for me to work on a way cool vehicle. If I had the chance to do it all over again, I certainly would. I enjoyed every minute I spent with her, and I'd love to work on it anytime. Until maybe I get one of my own.
It's just like baseball.
Yeah.
You blew the budget.
Right out of the park.
She's gorgeous, man. We are back at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's race day, and we are here to deliver Kevin's son, Devin, his Counts Customs Legend race car. Last time we saw this car, it was a mess. Devin's been driving this thing hard for the past 4 years. She even had to be towed off the track last time he had it out there. We have redone all the mechanical on it. Ryan gave it a killer paint job so that Counts Customs can be proud. I cannot wait for Cheeky to check out his new ride and go win some laps out here.
Cheeky.
Cheeky.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
What's going on?
How you doing, Cheeky?
How's it going?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
You looking good?
Ready?
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready for it.
Son, oh, I'm the
go fast, turn left.
All right, let's see this thing first.
I'll get him a GPS for that.
Don't turn around until we tell you.
No looking, brother.
Oh, trust me, I'm not. Getting excited.
All right, Cheeky.
Oh, my God. Wow. Look at this thing. It's got a new engine. It's got fenders.
It's got fenders.
It's got fenders. Repairable fenders.
Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
Wow.
You deserve it, man. You deserve it. We started off by saying we were going to give it a makeover. It was so bent up when we took it apart. It was unbelievable, man. Next thing you know, we built an entire new car. There's all new frame, all new chassis, all new engine, new driveline, new gears, new body, new paint. It's bad, dude.
Go sit in it, see how she feels.
Yeah. All right. Wow, this thing's even fresh on the inside. Gosh, it's perfect.
You were ready for this, man.
I'm really ready to get out there. I want to race. I want to drive that thing hard. I'm ready to tear it up.
The car looks beautiful. Dude, that thing looks great, man. It really stands out.
It's great to see Cheeky out there tearing it up in the new Legend car. I'm so proud of my son. He's worked so hard over the years. And I'll tell you what, not one time has he ever complained about the car falling apart. He just goes out there each and every time and works his butt off. And to give him a brand new car, I think he deserves it.
Strong.
Yeah.